expand their portfolio in the stock world. There are many types of options to choose from, and the buyer can settle for one that is going to make him the most profit. It is exceptionally easy for those who have practiced hedging and are well versed in how the stock market operates. But if you happen to be a newbie, then this book will help you get started with options in no time. Option traders should know of a few terms that can help you get started faster. The terms are explained as follows. Any contract that provides the buyer a right to buy a product at a certain price is known as a call option. Any agreement that provides the buyer a right to sell the product at a certain price is the put option. During options exchange, the sum to be paid by the buyer is known as the option's price. The contract's deadline is known as the expiry date, and the price is known as the strike price. If you are well versed in these terms, then you will find it easy to get started with options trading. Apart from these, there are a few important strategies such as speculation, synthetics, spreading, and hedging that will help an investor make the most of his investments. When it comes to speculation, betting happens to be the best option. As you know, the stock market can be quite unpredictable and end up working in ways that are not in anyone's control. If you speculate that a stock will rise, and if it does, then there is cause for celebration. On the flip side, if it does not rise, then you will lose money. To avoid this risk or instead cut down on it, a trader makes use of the call option. It helps him cash out whenever he wants. Apart from speculation, options also allow hedging. Hedging is for individual investors who borrow the sum and invest its options. Doing this can help in capitalizing on the market movement. Spreading is all about mixing speculation with hedging. If in case two outcomes are possible, then more than one option can come into play. The cost of the investment will be comparatively less. Synthetics are those where a new contract will be created to act or mimic another contract without controlling. For example, if a person buys and sells goods having the same expiry date and the price strikes, then it will offset a loss. By making use of synthetics, one can increase the expiry date and retain the profits. Benefits of options. There are many benefits associated with using options, and they are as follows. With the use of options, a person can have a better understanding of the fundamentals and exploit the possibilities of the various options that are present in the market. You will have a clear understanding of the strategies that have to be used in multiple environments. Options trading gives a person the option of being either a full-time or part-time trader. You can easily increase your profits by mixing options and stocks. You can fix any errors and reduce the risk of losing money in the market. Types of options. There are many types of options, and they are as follows. American options. American options are highly exploited in the market. They are a type of option that helps people exercise their right of sale any time between the purchase date and the expiry date. For example, if you bought stocks of Company M in January 2017 and the expiry date is December 2017, then you can sell it any time you like. This type of option is an excellent choice for those who wish to invest large sums of money in options trading. It is a simple type of option to trade in. If in case you think you have sold it short, then you can rebuy the same option and sell it before the next expiry date. Doing this often can help you remain invested in options for longer. One other important thing to know about American options is that you can only trade it by Friday, with Friday being the last day of the week to trade. You must understand that the term has no geographic relevance and it has nothing to do with America. European options. European options are not preferred as they are not as flexible as American options. As per these options, you can sell them only at the time of expiry. If you buy the options in December 2016 and the expiry is December 2017, then you can only sell it during December 2017 and not in between. So even if the stock price reaches a reasonable level in between, you will be forced to keep it until the end. This can lead you to lose out on earning a profit. This makes it a risky proposition and is therefore not practiced. This type of options too do not have any geographic relevance and are only named as European options.